This month, the Literacy Network of South Berkshire announced that it has a new leader. The nonprofit, also known simply as LitNet, provides free educational support for adults. Diane Rosenthal is a veteran of the nonprofit world, with 25 years of experience under her belt. She has previously served as the executive director of literacy volunteers in Stamford and Greenwich, Connecticut, and also for the New York Public Library Centers for Reading and Writing. Rosenthal spoke with WAMC about what she hopes to bring to the Berkshires, starting with an assessment of what strengths the Lee-based LitNet has.
LitNet, as we affectionately refer to it, has been providing adult literacy education in Berkshire counties since 1991, so over 25 years. And I guess what really impressed me the most is really the spirit of community and also the support that this organization has from the community, which is truly exceptional and extraordinary. We're just really fortunate to have a wide and diverse network of individuals, businesses, nonprofits who believe in the power of education to transform lives and are really willing to invest their time and resources into LitNet and, most importantly, the students that we serve, the people who make up our community.
So on the other end of that, what challenges do you see LitNet facing in the coming years?
I guess really, our goal is to continue to provide services that meet the needs of a growing and evolving population. And in order to do that, we need to invest in our programs. We need to invest in our infrastructure in order that we can provide the best possible services to programs. So really having both the financial resources and the human resources to be able to continue to do that. And, of course, we always need more volunteers to teach the many adults who come to us requesting instruction in reading, writing, and speaking English. We right now have over 170 students who we are working with and serve, and we have 170 highly trained volunteer tutors who are devoting their time to teach adults. But again, we certainly could always use additional tutors to meet the increasing demand that we see on for our services.
Looking into the future, what's your vision for LitNet? Where do you want to see it grow?
I'm excited about our future, and I see the future really as a collaborative effort. So to me, again, as I said, we have an incredibly strong foundation on which to build, dedicated board, staff, committed volunteers, students who are eager to learn and build a bright future for themselves and their children. And I see us, continuing to evolve as an integral part of the Berkshire community. I'm really eager to enhance and enrich our programs that meet the needs of a growing and changing population, whether it's getting more involved in workplace education, helping people to develop the skills they need to obtain jobs, get a better job, working with families. People in our communities are really devoted to families, and seeing additional family kinds of programs, whether it is helping families understand how they can access higher education for their children, but also just bringing families together. And I just really want to expand our reach and our impact in the community. And it's really, as I said, it's all about community and collaboration.
Collaboration's a word that gets used a lot in the nonprofit world here in Berkshire County.
I'm sure it is.
I'm interested, from your vantage point as someone who's worked in a number of nonprofits, what is it like out here in the Berkshires? It's a very densely packed nonprofit environment.
I've been here a couple of weeks, but I have been in the Berkshires for many years just with my family. I really see that there's a strong commitment to service and a strong commitment to reaching out and providing the kinds of safety nets and services that can help people, number one, integrate into the community, gain a footing, increase their economic stability, and it's a very powerful community here. People, I say, again, people are collaborative rather than competitive, and I think that's something that makes it very unique.